Welcome to Rain Gutter Medic, where all your gutter needs will be taken care of. One of our representatives will be with you in a moment.
Hello.
Hey, Bader?
Yep, this is Bader.
Hey, Bader, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hi, doing good. I was following up with you about our conversation with getting the business on the first page of Google, cleaning up all your Google business profiles and everything.
Let's do it.
All right. So let me create your Google bit. Well, I'm not going to create it. You already have two, right? So I'm not going to duplicate it and make a third one. But I just want to verify the information so that way when you submit it and delete the other one, we have up-to-date info. So is the address the same? Did you have any changes in your address?
What address is this, Sean?
Okay, let me go back.
So the first one, the old one, was connected to a South Jordan address, the old
right.
address.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not. That's gone.
Okay. And then this phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you? Or did you want to use the cell phone number that you gave me?
Let's use the cell phone number for now.
Okay, so the 8824?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. And then the address was the 7575 Southwood Mesa Drive, right?
Yes, sir. That is
okay.
correct.
All right, and you've already had the Google PIN sent there before?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess we didn't do a PIN. We did, like, the video verification.
Okay. Because it's not showing as verified for some reason. With...
Oh, what? It is verified.
Yeah. Yeah, usually they put, like, a little shield and a check mark on your Google business profile, and it'll say, like, Google verified. Did you send them, like, any paperwork, like license or insurance or, like, photo of the workplace?
We did.
Okay. Do you have the login credentials for your Google business profile?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just bypass it by just having you add us as manager to it. You don't have to give us the login, but there's, like, a code you could put in. You could add us as the manager, and that'll give us the ability to do the optimization, put you up there. Okay, so we're good on that. What's your last name, Bader?
A-L-H-A-R-B-I.
R-B-I, okay. And you spell your first name just B-A-D-E-R?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts I gave you, with, like, the veterans discount and everything. And then also, what was it? Oh, we're going to send you the invoice receipt so you can write it off as a business expense.
Perfect, yeah. So it's going to be info@raingutter.com.
info@raingutter.com.
That's the main one. My direct one, if you want to send me anything personally, directly,
mm-hmm.
It's B as my first name, my first initial,
mm-hmm.
and then my last name, Alharby@raingutter.com.
Alharby@raingutter.com. Okay. And then you said it was you and a couple other partners. Is there anybody you want to add as, like, manager or, like, co-owner to the listing?
Okay. Yeah, so Brian Carrero.
How you spell his last name?
I always butcher his last name. Let me.
I just assumed it was Brian, like B-R-I-A-N, too. It might be with a Y, but
Carrero. No. That is a correct.
Carrero would just be... C-O-R-R-E-R-O?
No, C-A-R-R-E-I-R-O.
Oh, okay. Dang, I butchered it too. C-A-R-R-E-I-R-O.
Yeah, C-A-R-R-E-I-R-O. Yep, two R's.
Okay, perfect. And then what's his phone number? Just in case he calls in. We're not going to bug him, but I want to make sure we know who we're talking to if he does call in. And then I'll give him the customer service line too.
Perfect. 801.
801.
651.
I missed the last part. 659, did you say?
Sorry, 651.
651, okay.
4334. Sorry, man. I'm fighting the flu here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
my son's been actually sick for the last couple of weeks, mostly just, like, coughing and a lot bad runny nose, but I think there's just this weird virus going around.
Yeah, those kids are, like, biological weapons.
Yeah, I know. He's really resilient. I was telling my wife that just last night. I'm like, a kid's freaking strong, you know? He just falls off of stuff, gets back up. He gets sick, and he always pulls through every time. I'm like, geez. like take bullets and keep going.
Yeah.
But us as grown men, when we get sick, man, it's always like really bad. I noticed that too. Like I don't get sick often, but when I do get sick, it's like horrible. Like I want to go to the hospital.
That's traumatic for sure.
Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. It has to be a strong enough virus, I guess, to take us down. All right, so I got your business profile set up. You want the hours of operation to be the same?
I'm sorry, yeah. Yep.
Same hours? Okay. Let's leave that. Okay, and then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yep.
All right. And then we're going to want to do a client interview with you just to make sure that we're listing you properly. So they'll go over the services and the service area that we're targeting. You can cookie cutter out some areas if there's like parts you don't want to go to. But usually a client interview, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window, though, in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What's a good time where we could do the client interview?
Hey, boss, I'm sorry. Can you hold 1 second?
Sure.
Hey, Johnny, still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Sorry.
No problem. I just need to schedule like a client interview, and then we'll secure it, and then I'll get you your paperwork, and we'll be good to go until then.
Perfect. Let's see. What is a good idea? Do weekends or just weekdays?
We only do weekdays, yeah. So it'd either be like either, you know, I could do 3 to 4 today, 4 to 5 today, or we could push it to tomorrow. Any time between 8 and 5 tomorrow.
Any chance we could push it to, let's try to think. Crap. Well, tomorrow, it's fully booked for me.
Shoot.
Today as well, 3-3. Can we do it next week?
Okay. I was going to say, I could try to have him circle back with you here shortly, too, if you want to do, like, a 2-3 appointment.
I would love to, but I'm really actually getting pretty sick.
Okay. Yeah, I know you're not feeling well.
Yeah,
all right, I'll stop giving you a hard time. What do you, what time Monday?
No, you're good. Can we do Tuesday at like 12?
Oh, Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I can do that. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. I'll text you 1 hour before, too, just as a reminder. Okay. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
We could do just a company card.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both are our names.
Okay. So that's Brian on there, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the thing. If we do it Tuesday, he probably can be there with me. So.
For the client interview?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that gives them a lot of time, too, to look at the Google Analytics. So that way we have some good keyword recommendations ready for you. But, you know.
Perfect. So, John, let me ask you this. Is this a month-to-month fee that we could cancel any time?
Correct. Yep. I'm actually going to do a voice verification with you right after this.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
And so your first name again, just B-A-D-E-R, last name A-L-H-A-R-B-I.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just going to do it under your name because I'm not sure about the spelling of Brian's first and last name.
No.
is the address the same, like the billing address the same as the street address?
Yeah, 7575.
Yep, South Woodbury Drive. Okay, I'm ready for you.
Yeah. Oh, for the card?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. 4758.
4758.
26.
26.
01.
01.
7439.
7439.
3810.
3810. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
1126.
1126, and then three-digit code on the back.
674.
674, okay. And then I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Ring Gutter Medic.
Thank you. And can you please, the company will be listed as incorporated, correct?
S-Corp, correct.
Okay. And then can you please state your name and title within the company?
Ring Beto Harvey, Administrative Manager.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just provided?
I am.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Bader, it's important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yep.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So that's basically saying, like, you could keep doing anything that you're already doing. That's not a problem. We're not saying that you can't add anything, but we don't want you to duplicate any listings like you already have. That's, like, one of the main things we try to avoid. We're going to fix it for you, right? But they even put that there in our subscription terms. Is like, before you add anything else, just double-check that it's not something we already provided for you, so that way you're not paying for something you already have or duplicating any other listing.
Right.
Okay. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 29th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. It's for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a veteran's discount to waive your setup fee, and then I reduced your monthly subscription to $199 and also removed the Facebook ads from the package. So it's on basically the Google listing and then all the other bells and whistles aside from Facebook. And it says, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 29th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $199 for as long as you're with us. Now, it does state in the fine print, you could discontinue or cancel at any time, Bader. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing's due. So that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. So I'm going to get you the receipt and everything in writing, and then you can get some rest because you're coughing up loogies on me.
Yeah, I'm struggling. Yeah.
Is it like a chest congestion? You have a fever too?
I don't know. No, nothing. I just, it was crazy. I was feeling fine all day. Mm. All of a sudden, I go to the movies, come out of the movies, but I'm sick of the dog.
Of course. The movie theater probably had a bunch of people in there with germs.
Yeah.
It's always, you always get sick after you get around a lot of people. Like my son, he dislocated his elbow, actually, and then we took him to the emergency room, and they literally just popped back in. It was like the quickest thing ever, but I think right after that he got sick, and it was because of the emergency room.
Right. Oh, yeah. The emergency rooms are dirty.
Yeah, because people are just going in there already sick as a dog, you know, trying to get help. Yeah, so I think that's how he got it, and then it's just kind of been lingering now for like a week and a half.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's how it's probably been.
Yeah, I've been doing like the, hold on. I'm just trying to get the receipt and everything over to you, but, okay, so I'm getting a notification that came back of invalid account number. So I'm thinking maybe we got a number wrong. You want to try to repeat it back to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Four, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
4758.
4758.
Sorry. 2601.
2601.
7439.
7439.
I'm sorry. 2601. 0439.
Oh, okay. 0439. It's okay,
I don't know where I came with the 7.
I need
3810.
3810. Okay. And then the expiration date, month and year?
11/26.
Okay, and then 3 digits. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it codes it all out, so I can only see it's ending in 3910. Okay, so update, save, all right, and then I'll try to reprocess. Yeah, because you're going to get, it said again, the credit card number is invalid.
What? Okay, let's try one more time.
Okay.
One more time.
Okay. I'm ready
whenever
for you.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
4758.
4758.
2601.
2601.
0439.
0439.
3810.
3810. Okay. Oh, yeah, I think it was 3910 on there. And then the expiration, 11/26. Okay.
Yep.
And then same, 674.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe it was that last
Yeah.
1 second. Allow 60 seconds before processing a transaction. Okay. So I got to give it a second before I can process it here. But no, I was saying steam would probably do you some good and some garlic.
Oh, yeah. I smell garlic, that will kill me.
Yeah. You feel like nauseous?
No, just the normal flu.
Yeah. You ever heard of a neti pot?
My wife is laughing. What is a neti pot?
You were a firefighter, weren't you?
I am, I still am.
Oh, yeah, neti pot is a gold mine, man. Especially if you after...
Oh, hell no. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. We call it something else, yeah.
Oh, okay. Nope. Yeah, you stick that thing in your water with like the saline and just kind of, I feel like that would do you a lot of good right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to reprocess here. Okay, it looks like it's doing something this time instead of just declining. So when this clears, you're going to get a confirmation text and I'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. And then so it'll have all the products and features, everything we're doing for you. You could share that with Brian as well. But then at the bottom, you got to... Sorry, go ahead.
Is that text coming to my phone number, or is this the phone number you call it?
I actually changed the 8824 number to the primary line of contact for the business and as like the cell phone. So
perfect.
So that we wouldn't be sending any messages or calling the current number we're on anymore.
Yeah, this is the main number. This is for sales and stuff.
Well, don't you want the customers to call that, or you still want it all to go through the 8824?
No, for now this is we're working on figuring out a way to. So we're using this number through our CRM.
Okay, gotcha.
So we're just trying to figure out a way to track the problem with this number is it doesn't show the phone calling, and it doesn't send you voicemail. So.
Okay. Well, they'll offer you Google Voice in your client interview on Tuesday, and they'll kind of explain to you how it works. And if you want to opt into that, I'll make it accessible to you at no extra charge. That way you don't have to, like, go get another phone. It'll just have, like, a different number showing on your listing that will forward to you in real time. And then on your caller ID, it'll let you know that it's coming from the Google Voice number. So that way you know it's a lead coming through. So it's a good little tool.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll put that in there. So on Tuesday, they'll go over that with you, and they'll get it set up during the client interview. But did you get your confirmation text?
I did.
Okay,
yep,
perfect.
I did.
So sign off on that. Get better over the weekend. You know, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you have my direct number. We also offer 24/7 customer service. So you could also share that number with Brian.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm going to get started on these listings. I got to message them and actually send a notification over to get the old Google Business profile deleted. So I'm going to get to work on that right now. But enjoy your weekend, and then we'll circle back with you for 12 o'clock on Tuesday for the client interview, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bader.
I'll
talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye.